You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. What were you just saying?
Water dripped on my shirt.
No big deal. It's all right. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're in Miami on location.
Dun, 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 dun.
Remote. We're a mobile podcast.
Yeah.
We can do it anywhere.
Yeah. So as long as you have your board and your computer.
Yeah. I mean, podcasting is fairly easy to do. Our first episode, we literally recorded on my phone. Remember that?
Yep.
So we can do it anywhere.
We should go back and watch the first episode.
There wasn't any video. We didn't do any video at that time.
The first episode, I
think episode 7 or 8 is when we started adding video.
I would like to, so I can just go back on YouTube and go to the first one?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you can.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's, we definitely come a long way from the podcast.
I would definitely
think about how much has changed since we started.
Like?
Just the everything. The whole world has changed. I didn't live here.
How do we do the pod then?
No,
I
was staying here, but I was living in California.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch it.
Like, so much has changed. It's crazy.
Yeah, TV sucks these days.
Well, there isn't any TV.
Well, there is literally, I sound like you now, literally there's a TV, but there's no real great content.
Yeah, and the last good content, if you feel like there's no good content now, starting in January, there literally will be no new content because of all the strikks.
Our daddy issued new content.
We'll be here. We're not on strike.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and watch it. I want to listen to it and see what the deal is.
Not fuck the strikes. I stand with my fellow other creatives on their strike, but what I think they're doing is very stupid. I think that they're forcing the industry to collapse. What are you doing?
Uncle Branch just texted me. He cleaned out his. I guess I shamed him into cleaning out his.
All his rappers.
Yeah. And we don't mean the black singers. We mean
WRAP.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just we don't need to talk about the strike because we talked about it off the air for an hour.
Yeah.
But I just want to put out there on the show that I think that the writers and the actor strikes are, they're killing the industry themselves. Like, they think that what they're doing is going to help them in the future. And I think it's going to not only not help them, but it's going to force their own demise. Well, now you got to tell
people what's going on because people don't know what this is going on.
We talked about the strikes on the show, I think, before. And I'm sure a lot of people know about the actor writer strikes. And if you don't, just look it up because we don't need to go into all of it because we have other things to talk about.
It's a little boring anyway.
Not to me, but to each their own.
Right. I agree.
I guess we can go to a topic that's not boring. This week there were all these, so remember we talked about like all the alien stuff and all these like military people have said that they're going to testify that there are like, that we have ships.
Yes.
What?
Yes. I remember you said, remember we talked about, I remember talking about that issue, but go ahead.
Right. So, but
was it a quiz? No, I didn't go. I'm saying yes. I remember. Oh,
well, so this week they did testify in front of Congress.
I did not know that. So elaborate. But
I said, do you remember? And you went.
I said yes.
No.
What the fuck?
I thought you were going to say like something else about it.
No, I want to hear about it. Gotcha. Because I don't know if it's true or not. Like,
so they testify.
You know, you hear about all the shit, and then you're like, oh, it's just a fake.
Yeah, like all the guys. That one guy who we talked about who. The bald guy, remember, we watched his news interview. He testified. A couple pilots testified.
And this is so people who don't understand why you tell me was for when we were talking about those aliens and the armed forces.
Well, in the last couple years, there have been a lot of people in government that have come out, in government and in military, that have come out and said, we know.
Fuck, I killed it on that one. I killed it. Wow, that was pure luck. I should bet in a Kentucky Derby.
They've said that like we have the United States government and military has evidence of UFOs and life that's not human and all this stuff, which is like, whoa, these are crazy accusations.
Yeah, and they're called liberals, right? Okay, go ahead.
okay, all right. Okay. But so this has been coming out.
That's a good applause button, is it?
It's roaring.
No, that's a good one. That's not like a canned one. That's like, all right, everybody stop. Thank you.
Let me get back to my podcast. Oh, thanks. I'll be here by Tuesday.
I need to get back to my podcast.
But this week they like actually had they testified under oath in front of Congress.
And?
I watched it because I was intrigued and I just don't know how to feel about it. So I just wanted to bring it up because it was like big news. Everyone was talking about it.
Do you think it's real?
I don't.
Why would they testify about it? Why would they do that?
I don't think it's real. My gut is telling me that it's the whole thing is a psyop. That
but
it's
why all, do it?
For there's multiple reasons.
One. Give me one.
I can give you multiple. So they testified and they said all these things. They were like, we do. There is fully evidence that there are spacecrafts that did not originate from this Earth, like, and with technology that did not originate from this Earth.
Okay.
And then that they've also said that the U.S. has been getting these UFOs since the 30s, and that a lot of our modern technology even comes from those, like, our technology.
We learn from them.
Right, like, we're taking these UFOs, these spacecraft, and we're, like, reverse engineering stuff, and that's how we got the internet, and that's how we got whatever, you know, like, a lot of technology they're saying are from these. I'm just saying this is what these people have been saying, military people and stuff. And then they're also saying that all the governments in the world have these retrieval programs, and they know when UFOs crash, and they all are, like, in a race against each other to retrieve these.
Like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, well, and it's like, so this is just what they're saying. And then we can go down and break, like, we can break down each one.
Break it down.
They said a lot more, too. Like, the hearings were hours.
Okay, but going back to what I asked you, why do you think that these people testify under oath who are officials and I assume high up in the military? What is the advantage to them?
Because let me finish,
go ahead and do this hoax if it doesn't exist.
Because it's all part of the plan, right? Like, so they use the term whistleblower, right? They're like, a military whistleblower, an IRS whistleblower. And it's like,
they say it like that, whistleblower.
But the media and the government has used this term whistleblower a lot in the last few years to mean.
So it's a catchphrase on somebody.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, they say whistleblower and then automatically us are like, oh, that means they're against the government and they're coming out. But the government could easily just say, hey, like, let's say you work for the government. Hey, John, we want to do this thing. We don't want the people to know it's coming from us. So you pretend to be a whistleblower. Okay,
that's fine.
You go pretend you're against us.
Okay, but that's fine. But still, but then what is the advantage or give me any thought process saying
why the government would want this?
Why people, they would lie, whether it's through the government or true or people just lying about it and it doesn't exist. What's the advantage? Scare society,
sure,
further?
But I don't even think that's the main advantage. One is money, right?
Money in what way?
If people are saying the military,
we need more funding for UFOs.
Yeah, if they're saying we're in an arms race against all these other countries to retrieve these UFOs, all this technology we've gotten from these aliens. What if China gets it first? We need to be the first to the UFOs.
But you don't think? First of all, our army has the biggest budget, but out of anything, right?
Right, but they always want more.
But I get it. But why wouldn't the officials want to see it?
What do you mean?
I mean, wouldn't you want to see? Like, if I say I'm going to go allocate $100 billion more to it, I want to see these alien right. ships.
That's what, but no one has, and that's why it's so sus.
Okay,
every sus single person that testified said there are alien aircraft. They're in, and there are some of them even said there are pilots. They have recovered dead pilots. Not a single person that testified said I've seen it with my own eyes. They only said I know people who have seen it. Okay, already that's like okay
that's fine.
Now it's like. No, right, like now there's degrees of separation.
We want to see visually. You want to see it. I get it.
It's like if you know that they're there,
why not show? Why not show even a photo?
Yeah, like literally, give me evidence. Every single one of them has said, "I know people who have seen them," and it's like, okay, but I don't believe you. Then
that's hearsay.
Yeah, and then they also don't you think that that's also so suspicious that it's like, okay, these are aliens, right? Like that have come here. Let's take what
right, that would be the biggest news out of any news.
Not even that, yeah, definitely.
But it would create a hysteria, though, wouldn't it? If you saw something or no,
it would have among 10 years ago. Now they've been slowly giving out this information. I think everyone in America is primed and ready for aliens to be real. Now you know if they came out,
like, what else can go wrong with this fucking world that we live in? Seriously,
well, that's
now
there's
aliens.
Story.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Like on top of everything else?
Well, they're priming. They've been priming us for years. Like. 20 years ago, you would have been like, this is insane. But we're having this conversation now. Where
it's no big deal,
the
right.
government is talking about having aliens. And we're like, yeah, we're just talking about this. So it wouldn't be hysteria. So that's another thing that actually might be, there actually might be aliens, and they're just slowly dropping out the information to make it easy.
Okay.
But these are alien. Like, if you look at this logically, let's take what they're saying as true, right? The U.S. government has retrieved crashes. And they haven't just said one or two. They've said dozens and dozens for decades and
decades. Which means that other continents have others.
Probably.
Right.
But that's not even the logic that I want to go to where I don't believe it. Yeah, but it's just like, why I don't believe... That's another thing why I don't believe it, too. It's like, so there are all these countries are in an arms race for it, and it's all been hush-hush?
No one talks
about
it. Come
on. There's no way that, like, all these countries are in coordination together. That just never happens.
And then how do... I mean, think about it. Just physically, and who knows. But the galaxy is so large, and we can only go... Like, how would it...
But we can only go so far because we can only travel at the speed of light. If you can travel faster than the speed of light, you know, if you could travel through like a wormhole, right? And so you could just go from one end of the universe to the other in a second, then you could get here.
If they even exist.
Right, but like, that you can't say that's impossible because...
Well, Star Wars I don't think it's possible.
But there are things that we do every day now that 100 years ago they would have been like, that's completely impossible.
Yeah, but the body going through... I don't know if the body can even handle it.
The human body might not, but these alien bodies might, you know? You have no idea. The aliens might not even be bodies. They might just be a brain in the ether. It might not even be a physical thing. We have no idea. But let's just follow logically. Like, so the U.S. has recovered dozens and dozens of aircraft. Some with actual pilots, right, in it. Like, things that are doing this thing. How has it never...
come up to the people?
How has it never been uncovered before? And then people will say, well, people have spotted UFOs. And people have... like, Roswell, people saw the alien. So, sure, that's... but then, these are aliens that have enough advanced technology to traverse the universe to come here. First of all, their planes are crashing? No, they're not. Airplanes have been around for 100 years. Not even. Yeah, just about 100 years. And they don't crash. Rarely, rarely do airplanes crash. And that's airplanes with our shitty-ass human technology. These are aliens that have come from across the universe. They're crashing all the time? That doesn't make sense. Right? It just doesn't make sense. We never crash in our airplanes. These spaceships are going to crash? That just logically doesn't make sense. They wouldn't be able to crash.
I think then the bigger issue is not seeing them. Everyone keeps it hush-hush, other continents, countries, whatever, and nobody sees it.
Well, people do. There are spottings all the time.
I'm talking about what the government has. The actual physically, where someone could touch it, feel it, see what it's about.
Well, people have seen it. That's what these people are testifying. That's what they're saying,
but the point is no one's seen it.
But then there are people like Bob Lazar, who is he's a guy who now is just like a guy, but he was a scientist. His story's fascinating. He was a scientist in the 80s who his story is that he was a propulsion expert. He was like making rocket ships and stuff. And he was recruited by the government to work at this place called Los Alamos, which is a base. That's like an Area 51 type, right? And he said that he was working there throughout the 80s. And it was secret. And there were different departments and everything. And he said that he has seen them with his own eyes. He has seen alien spacecraft. And he worked there. And he said it was completely compartmentalized. I mean, his story, he has a 4-hour episode on Rogan where he goes through everything. But long story short, it's like he worked there reverse engineering on a spacecraft. And there are certain things, there are certain parts of his story that do line up. So first of all, he's had the same story for 40 years now. The government has completely...
blocked him or whatever.
Yeah, completely like ruined his life, right? Like he has no job now. They've erased him from everything, right? Like people found records from him working at Los Alamos, so we know that he did work there, but then the government has completely erased records. They're like, he never worked there, that facility never existed, he is a kook, he's a quack, like all this stuff. But then there are certain...
That's interesting.
There are certain things that he has... And
why would he lie?
Right, why would he lie? And his story has been exactly consistent for decades. It only harms him. It does only harm him.
So
right, what's his motive? He hasn't made money off of it.
Isn't there credibility behind that then?
There is, or he could just be
crazy,
right?
But you said there is records of him working there, and the government saying it never happened, which means they want to deny.
And there are other things that have, like little things. Like he said that he was working on a team. He said first of all it was so compartmentalized that each division. So he was in the propulsion division. Even within that, he didn't know who else. he had like one team member, and he knew that there were definitely other people working in the on propulsion, but he had no idea who they were. He never saw them. People would come and go at different times. Like they would bring, you had to fly in from Las Vegas. So they would go to Las Vegas airport. This is what he said. He would go to Las Vegas airport every morning, and there was a special government plane that he would get on, and it would fly him to the military base.
So he had no idea where he is.
No, he had no idea where the base was. And he said that they would stagger the times that people would come and go.
So you wouldn't see him.
So that you didn't know who else worked at the base, so that you couldn't after work be like, converse with them. And so, but he said that he had a sense that there were different teams working on different things, and that it was, you never
Does
had
he
the
sound
full
like
story.
A kook when you watch him.
No,
on Rogan?
Not at all. He fully sounds believable. But he said like he was just working on one little engine system that was from one of these spacecrafts. And that he was like, I know that I didn't have the full mechanism because it was just impossible that I would have like that. This thing was the full thing. So he like they were having like, you know, it was like if you had someone build this apartment and you had one person each day doing a different thing. It's like no one would actually know what the whole apartment looked like when it was finished. It was that kind of thing. So he doesn't have all the details, but there are certain things too with this story. Like he said that while he was working there, they were part of the propulsion that he found. So he was trying to reverse engineer this, right? And he said that they discovered that the engine ran on an element called that on some element. You know, there's like the periodic table of elements.
Yeah.
And we only know of like 130 of them or whatever we found, right? Mercury, lithium, all those type of things. He said there was one that it ran on something that they didn't. It was an element that we don't have. And so he's been saying that since the 80s. He named it element 136 or something because it was made up of 136 protons or something. And then in the 90s, that element, the scientists were like, we've discovered a new element, element 136. And he was saying it before.
Interesting.
So it's like, that's a crazy coincidence for him to make that up.
Well, that's not a coincidence.
Right.
You can't make that up.
So there are certain things.
But you can't make that up.
Yeah.
That's a factual thing. Either it exists or it doesn't exist.
Right. So that certain things like that. There's another one where he said that he would check into the base every day. And this was like 82, right? So before hand scanners, before biometrics, right? He said he would check into this base every day. And it was a hand scanner, like a biometric thing. And that was not a thing in the 80s. And people were like, whoa, that's crazy. And no one believed him. And then in like the late 90s, there were pictures that came out from the Los Alamos base of those hand scanners, like a picture of them came out for like in some government.
And one was of his.
No. It was the machine that he described the machine in the 80s, a machine that was like, it was if someone described the internet in the 70s, you would have been like, what are you talking about? That's not something that can exist. He said, I used this. And then it's like the internet came out and we're like, oh, the internet's a thing now. He was talking about the internet before it was even a thought. It was like that, a hand scanner machine.
Interesting.
So that's another thing where it's like that checks out too.
So then why wouldn't you believe him?
I do believe him.
But then there are aliens.
But also he might not have been working on an alien spacecraft. He might have been working on some Chinese drone. So he did say that the government, when they hired him and that he showed up to the base, they told him that it was aliens. They said, we have found like a military man.
Oh, they
sat. They could have done
They could have just told him to make him more intrigued to want to work in it.
Or to make him... So what they said to him, he tells a story, but something along the lines of like, you will be working on the engine of a crashed alien thing. We know that they're from Alpha Centauri or Alpha Reticula, like a planet, like a galaxy. Like we know that we've recovered it from there. So I think that they could have told him that for three reasons. One, it could be the truth. Two, it could be to make him so that if he ever spills the beans, they could just say he's crazy. He's talking about aliens.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like people do that in secret societies. They'll have crazy things go on so that if you ever, it's like sometimes people will like put stuff into contracts. That's like a crazy thing to make sure that someone read that contract.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it could have been like that so that they know that if the story got out, oh, we only told Bob about Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, he's the only that can know about it.
No. So like if the story gets out that they're aliens from Alpha Centauri, oh, we know it's Bob because we're the only one who told
him.
Right.
Meaning he's right. That's what I just said.
So it could have been that, or it could have been because they just wanted him off the trail. They didn't want him to know that this was Chinese. They wanted to think that it was alien. You know, so, or it could be the truth.
Right. Those are interesting points. We'll never know.
No, but you said no one's seen him, but there have been. Like Bob Lazar is the famous one who has said he has worked for the government. He has touched the things with his own hands, touched spacecraft that look like they're not made on Earth. The main thing, like when Bob Lazar was talking about it a decade ago, I was like, I believe him. This makes sense.
You're a big skeptic now.
I'm a skeptic because when the whole government is like gung-ho on this, I just don't, it makes me not buy it. You know, whenever the government's gung-ho on something, and especially like 10 years ago, if you said alien stuff, the government was like, this is a crazy conspiracy theory. You're a whack. We're not even going to entertain that. And now all of a sudden they're having hearings on it. It's like, it flips for a reason. It's not like they've uncovered new stuff. They said they've been doing this since the 20s.
So, right, why let it out now?
Right. So I think that it's either for money. They want more money for some reason, or they want to get us like 9/11. A lot of people think that when 9/11 happened, the American government never became more powerful than after that. Right? Like never.
Right.
Because every American banded together
and everything changed.
And every American was like, US government, you can do whatever you want. To
protect us.
Yeah, to stop this threat. We do not care. So we got the Patriot Act. We got the Department of Homeland Security. We got the NSA with Edward Snowden. Like, all those things came out of
everything
that.
Everything with the gun detectors and every government building, the security.
Well, yeah, but that's just like little things in our life. But the government went from being a power level of 10 to being a power level of a million. Like, the power that they got from that. So who knows? They could just stage an alien invasion because they want insane amounts of power.
We don't trust the government, correct?
The other thing that I think they could be doing it for, which makes sense, is just distraction. They're never going to show us evidence of this. They just want us to talk about alien stuff because they don't want us to talk about other things.
Could be.
Because the same day that this hearing was, the exact same day, was when Hunter Biden testified in court on his IRS stuff. It was at the exact same time. And all the news was covering the alien hearing, not the Hunter Biden hearing.
Interesting.
It was the exact same hour. The exact same hour. Like, that's not made up. So that to me seems like, oh, obviously a distraction. They wanted everyone to talk about aliens, not about Hunter.
Like what we're doing about now.
Yeah, so they're just using it as a tool. They're going to keep using it.
They're just puppeteer. Yeah. They're puppet masters.
Every couple of years when something happens that they're like, oh, we don't want people focusing on that.
Let's throw something crazy at
them. Some military whistleblower, everyone who works in the military works for the government. So it's like, they just say, your mission now is to pretend that you're calling us
could
out.
Be.
And then they never actually show us evidence.
These are valid points.
So that's,
very well could be.
So that was like big news. All the media was talking about it. But 3 years ago, the media wouldn't fucking touch an alien story.
You're so
it was
funny,
only
buddy.
To the loons on
what
the,
are you doing in
the conspiracy
age,
theories.
When you're
what
like this mean? Now, meaning you're
like
so...
Like what?
Into the stuff, anti-government, cynical, suspect.
It's not cynical.
It'll be interesting.
I just don't believe the government, but no one does. And hopefully the government changes. Government faith and belief in American institutions. Institutions is at the lowest point in our government's history.
Right, and the people need to trust them.
Right, so it's like, if it's at the lowest point in our government's history, then it will have to change.
Something has to change.
So hopefully in my lifetime, a new form of government comes in, and then I'm like, yeah, I fucking love this
government. Maybe. I think it's gotten so
I'm
corrupt.
Not the only one that's like this.
I know
it's the majority. It's literally the majority.
Listen, I think we need getting the government in that we can trust is going to be a long uphill battle, let me tell you. Because the government is so corrupt, both Dems and Republicans. It's so bad with social media. And then these big news mediums, they just put on what's the narrative.
But
of where
the media
money
is all dying. CNN, Fox... MSNBC,
but even
hemorrhaging
the internet,
money.
Though, when you type in riots opposed to peaceful protests,
right, but you're looking at it on CNN. If you go to the journalists on Twitter, they're not doing that. You know what I mean?
Maybe my generation has to die before, because your generation is much more into this whole Twitter and this other stuff and DuckDuckGo and all these.
It doesn't even have to die. Doesn't have to wait for you. You and your whole generation, you say, yeah, I watch Fox News, but I know it's jaded. I don't even watch any of it.
Correct. Right. But I'm saying, but the internet stuff, the stuff you get off the internet, searching these things.
Yeah, but
my generation's not really doing that.
Yeah, right. Not for the independent
stuff.
That's
what I'm talking about, the independent stuff. So that's something I'm saying.
It definitely is all changing. And people view, it's so ignorant to view, not in a bad way, it's just like safe feeling and ignorant because we live in America and our government's never changed, right? Like we've had the same system of government since our foundation, but that's so rare. Every other country in the world, the majority of countries in the world have gone through so many revolutions and had so many governmental changes. Like, not just like a new president, fully like, right? Like, think of like the Russian Revolution. They went from having kings and a monarchy to having a communist.
But we don't have kings, right? No. So we have this democracy. What could happen is socialism.
That doesn't mean it'll, just because we've had it every day of our lives doesn't mean that we will have it every day. Every other country goes through crazy upheavals. I mean, France had the first democracy in the world, right? In the 1700s, they had the first, they went king, democracy, anarchy, king, democracy, emperor, Napoleon, how you even to democracy.
Your just brain is unbelievable how you even know this.
But it's like, that's I'm not. Like,
France, they have the Tour de France.
But all I'm saying is, like, people say, oh, our government's so bad. And I'm saying no one trusts our institutions. It's like, that means that it can change. We can have a king. Why would you put it past America to have a king? People would vote, like, Trump supporters, full Trumpies, Uncle Brant types, would be like, I would vote for Trump as a king. They would be like, I would vote for him to have full control of the government. There are Americans that would agree with that.
Changing that, I understand theoretically, but
it happens.
Implementing but it someone happens. To take over the government, how? What, you have your own army?
A revolution. It happens. That's what happened in Russia. But the revolution it's what happened here, in could it Britain.
Really, could it really happen here?
Dad, we had the Civil War. We had our country splinter into two. And one of the countries said...
When was that?
In the 1850s, 1840s.
Okay. So one it's of kind the, long ago,
One
right?
of the countries literally... One, like half of the country literally said, we don't want to be part of this country and we are forming a new government. We don't see your government as valid.
How would that even start?
Fighting. A lot of fighting.
I know, but start and how... And
it starts with young... It's always young people. Every single revolution has been led by the youth. And it always starts with the youth saying, we
all right,
don't
so let's
like
just play
that. America started. We used to be part of England.
In 1776.
Well, yeah. But before that, for 100...
So proud of
for
that.
Over 100 years.
But let's just... I just want we to... Were, I just I want to play this
we
out
We were Britain... And then the young people, right? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they were all in their 20s.
But let's just think out loud.
And they fought, and a lot of them died.
If people fought and died, and let's assume there was a civil war, right?
No, a revolution. Let's say a revolution.
Revolution.
Because that means the new government is going to be different than the old one. A civil war just means there's infighting.
Well, there is infighting, right?
Right, but a revolution, I guess so.
Is infighting. It would be a civil war that would create a revolution.
We're in a civil culture war.
Right, but let's assume, okay, tomato, tomato. Let's assume.
I guess a revolution means that the people who are wanting change won. That's when you call it a revolution. A civil war
is the act to get to the revolution.
Yeah.
Okay. So the predecessor. So let's just think out loud. How would it like? We have such an establishment, good or bad. I'm just saying, but like we have people in office, we have the governmental buildings. We just kick them out, and how do you determine who the new leader is.
That's what gets tricky.
That's what I'm saying.
But think, that's
implementing
usually,
it is a very difficult process.
Well, so most of the time.
I can't get my staff to remember to order paper towel.
Yeah. Multiple things. One, most of the time when revolutions have happened and they've been successful, it isn't pretty. Russia, right? And you're saying there are all these establishments and it's like, yeah, Dad. I mean, I just keep going back to Russia, but let's take France or England, right? England overthrew their...
No, I know
or
it
Italy
happens.
Or wait, Ronnie, Rome.
I know it happens. I'm just trying to figure...
No, but what happens is that enough people say, no.
No,
we don't. We're not listening to you.
I'm just for conversational.
And then fighting happens.
Listen, I get it. I understand. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just trying... I just want to...
Right, the logistics.
Play this down the road, right.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying.
So someone wins. The more people who want to change, they win. Whatever it is, a lot of deaths...
Yeah,
and
there'll be a lot of fighting.
Who becomes? How do you get that leader?
It depends what the revolution is running on, and it depends who is
who's the leader
the
of the revolution.
So, like in Cuba, they were revolting, and this man named Fidel Castro was the one who was leading the charge against the revolution.
That makes sense. The leader.
In China, this man, this poor man, this like peasant, started talking to all the, his name was Mao Zedong. He was a random peasant. He started talking to all the other peasants and he was like, this emperor, our king, doesn't care about us. And he started talking to a lot of the peasants and the peasants were like, we like this guy.
But isn't
we're going to listen to him. And so when he when they won, they said, yeah, we want you to be the leader.
Right, okay.
You're the one who
so let's assume for argument's sake, and again, this is just interesting. So you have, but we have such a strong army. So if Biden was to be overthrown, the army is
it wouldn't
so,
be Biden being overthrown. It would be America being overthrown. That's the difference. It's conceptually different.
But our government, but
there
our army.
No more wait, constitution. Wait,
I get it, but our army is so powerful.
Right. But,
so,
but do you think the army is happy with Biden and the way the government's going? No. That's the craziest one. That happened in Turkey. I mean, they shut it down, and a lot of people say it was fake. But a lot of revolutions are started by the military. A coup d'etat, right? Have you ever heard of that phrase? Like a military
don't
coup?
Don't worry, be happy.
A military coup
from
is
Lion
when
the, King?
Is when a military... That's like the main thing that happens in African revolutions. A lot
didn't
of
this happen in Russia recently with the Hungarian War?
In Ukraine.
I mean, Ukraine War?
Yeah. So, I mean, it happened for a second, and then they stopped it. But like a
it
lot
would
of,
be interesting to see that happen.
A lot of African revolutions are a general, like there's the, you know, there's the guy who's running the country, and then there's this egotistical general who's like, I want to run the country better. And he goes to his soldiers
I get
and he
in
says,
third
you guys
world, I get in a third world, but not in, I'm just wondering.
Well,
in
that's such what a, happened to Napoleon.
But such Napoleon a developed place though here. That's
France was the most developed country in the entire world before Napoleon became president. And they were a democracy. They had a bloody revolution to overthrow the king and to establish a democracy. And they were the first democracy in the entire world. And Napoleon was a general. I'm reading the Napoleon biography right now.
Great desserts. Fucking a cold Napoleon.
Well, actually,
honestly, what's better than Napoleon?
So there was a revolution and Napoleon was a general in the French military. And so now there was a democracy for a decade now. Right, and there was they wrote a constitution. They had an elected board of officials and all these things. And Napoleon was a general for those people. He actually fought in the revolution to help put these people into power. And then those people started being shitty at their job, and a lot of people liked Napoleon because he was like winning a lot of land for France. So a lot of people were like, "Yeah, this general rocks. He's so cool." And so he saw that he would be. This is a very long story short, but he saw that he could do it. And he basically got he literally got like seven people on his side in the government. And he made it so that they basically had a House of Representatives and a Senate. They had a bicameral legislative branch, right? Pretty much the same thing as we have. He made it so that both groups didn't meet in, so he was a general. It's like if the head of the military right now, a high up general that we all know of, went to Washington and was like, "We think there's a threat on the Capitol building today, so we're gonna hold today's Senate meetings in Maryland."
And they took over the Capitol.
And then they went into the Capitol building and they said, "We this is now ours." And they had enough support because so many people hated the government that people were like, okay, yeah.
That's pretty creative.
And people said, yeah, it's yours now. It's yours. We like you guys better. People hate our government. You don't think if there was a big enough group of like...
Like a Trump or Kennedy came in and said...
And was just like, we are taking control of this now.
Let's assume January 6th. That's not. I don't believe that was a Trump thing, but let's assume that was a Trump thing.
And let's say it had more
support. And they prevailed. And everyone... And they take over the...
Right. And they... That's why.
Interesting. And even, but here's the difference.
That's why the modern government, our government is so against January 6th.
I get it. But
that's a threat
okay,
to them.
But let's talk. But let's assume, because I like this for a second. January 6th, whoever it was came in and took over Capitol.
They didn't have enough numbers. That's
right.
The problem.
They came and took over Capitol and they had millions of people there.
Right. Let's say they had millions.
Now, okay.
They would have won.
Well, I don't know because
at least they would have held the Capitol.
They would have held it for a while, but like what's it like a Black Hawk Down or whatever. But
the thing is,
our military, the government military, is too powerful that no matter what, United States government military would prevail.
Okay, and I have an answer to it.
Bam.
The in sheer firepower, yeah. But we don't live in a country where firepower wins. We live in a country where majority wins. So the second most people.
Do you think social media would help prevail?
The second most people see this happening and are like on the side of, yeah, I don't like this government anymore. It's done. The government has no power. And then you say the military. All the military is are also people, right? With wives and brothers and cousins. And if you're a soldier and your wife, your brother, your cousins, all your friends and you are like, I don't like the government either. I want them to be overthrown too. Why would you then go fight to help them keep in power?
It's an interesting thing. I get it.
And the next step too is these are all elected officials. And we have provisions in
royalty.
So that they can't become dictators. So let's say they do, right? Let's say enough people do take over the Capitol, right? Let's say they hold it. And then the government starts coming in and bombing them and murdering them all. You think all us Americans are going to be like, cool with that? No. We're all going to rise up even more. Or not only if we're not going to rise up, but then we're going to say,
is this a Patreon or no?
No.
This is going to be a ban this episode.
But we're
because you're just like, you're giving a blueprint
for it. Let's say you who, like the elected officials know that if they go killing Americans, they're not going to probably get elected again. You know what I mean? So it's like, they're not going to come in and just bomb away.
Because then
it's like, they're going to make it way worse for them. They're going to make their supporters even stronger.
This is a very, very interesting thing. It's interesting.
It's happened thousands of times in government. Like literally, we just have never, I mean, think, we know people, right? We know people who have left their homes because people have overthrown the governments. The Sotos literally had to leave their country because the youth said, we don't like this government anymore and we want to change it. And the Sotos were on the other side. The Sotos were on the side of, we don't want this government to
change. It's not safe.
And so they had to leave, right? That's all the Cubans in Miami had to leave because they were living in a country that was established.
Venezuela, Argentina, all those, yeah.
Not Argentina.
Right.
But yeah, Venezuela, Cuba, Italy, Britain, France, Spain, China, Vietnam, North Korea, Soviet Union, all of these countries have had revolutions in our lifetime. Like, it's a
little scary.
We're so ignorant to it because we live in America, so it's never happened. But if you talk to someone who was born in the Soviet Union, they're very much aware that it could happen.
To our friends from Venezuela, they say what's going on now is exactly what was going on in Venezuela when they left.
Exactly.
They say the exact same thing.
Right. And yep. It's not a firepower thing. You don't think that in...
So where do the Americans go? Do we stay in America or we go somewhere?
No, we fight to make it the next country better. Whatever comes next, better. You think in the Soviet Union, poor little villagers, like, so you're saying they have more firepower. In the Russian Revolution, the king, the emperor and king of Russia, one of the biggest kingdoms in the world, and they held power and they had palaces, all this stuff, for hundreds and hundreds of years. They were fighting against random villagers with pitchforks. And the villagers won because they had numbers.
Power, yeah.
So it's not a firepower thing. It's a willpower thing.
It's interesting.
If you get the
masses, we also have more firepower than the emperor did back then.
Right, but they can't use it.
I understand, Ronnie.
If Washington nukes Miami because we start revolting, that's only going to make it worse for them.
I get it. It's interesting, scary, and yeah,
it can easily happen. Easily.
I want to say it. You ready? Could you imagine? Go ahead.
It could easily happen, but we can go on to something else. And I've been saying for years that revolution.
I hope it does not happen. I'm being honest. I really hope that the next person in office could bring us together.
But the whole system needs to change.
Okay, but listen for a second.
What's the deep state?
I think I hope the next person in office that could bring a change to the system could bring our separation of our society together, could help make the economy strong again and make people feel better about themselves. You know, there is a sense of self-worth when you have money in your pocket and you can pay your bills and you can grow your life. You feel good. It creates happiness. It creates a level of security. It means you might want to have sex with your spouse. It means you have children. Yes. What I'm saying, you grow.
When people are happy, revolution doesn't happen.
Okay, so what I'm saying
revolution only happens when people have no food in their stomachs or no money in their banks.
What I'm saying is, I understand that. I'm talking about the next person that gets an office. I'm hoping that whoever that is can bring all that together. And if you can create a strong economy economically, this the trickle-down effect is humongous.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Which makes people want to do things that makes me love America again and will make things prosper. So that's what I'm hoping.
I don't think a country's ever revolted when the economy is doing well.
I'm not talking about a revolution. I'm saying
if the economy gets fixed, this conversation is moot because people won't care to overthrow it because they're happy.
Well, I get it. I'm just saying that's what I hope. So
Exactly. Me too. I don't want a revolution.
I know you don't.
Because everyone will
die. I don't think you want to.
We will all be affected negatively. Everyone will know
someone
who died.
I don't think we're going to have a revolution, period. That's my own opinion. I just think that we need to get the economy strong again and the people to trust the government with the right people in place, and that will help. I think that's the first start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What else you got?
There was this TikTok video. God. There's so many. That was like the whole episode we talked about.
Sorry.
There's so many things that we have to get to. I don't know where to start. There's so many things.
What's the TikTok thing?
There's this TikTok that people were, that was like, I saw my TikTok. I was like, holy shit, we got to talk about this. Because it was just so like bizarre. And I just wanted to get your reaction. All right. So.
What? To answer your question, yes, I am gay, and yes, I also have a girlfriend. This is my partner, Samantha Wynn Greenstone, and we've been together for 6 years. We just celebrated our anniversary, and we wanted to open up a little bit about our relationship because it's been so confusing.
God,
this is real.
I am
She's not
gay.
Joking.
I don't label myself as bisexual. My preference is men. But I have been in this closed, exclusive relationship with Samantha for 6 years, and it has been a dream. And not to say it hasn't been confusing for us at times, but it is important to be open and honest about these sorts of things.
Sometimes a soulmate is just a soulmate. And Jacob has been completely open and loving with me, and when he looks at me and talks to me, he makes me feel like I am the most treasured, loved human being on this
earth. What do you think about this?
And
woman, I have two thoughts.
To the outside world appears very straight unless you know us, and that's because we have the same dreams as hetero normative relationships. Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
We want to get married, we want to have a kid. And we have just chosen each other in this lifetime because we love each other's souls. We are finding more and more people who we know have these relationships. And
yeah, and there's no book or self-help out there for this dynamic.
They're like, you must be gay, you must be bi, or you must be straight.
Or you're out.
Or you're out.
And that's not how it works. You know, and we want more people to be able to express themselves in this way. And if you have any questions, please leave them for us and we'll try and answer.
And they did. They answer a lot of the questions.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? It's odd, isn't it? It's really interesting.
Okay. First of all, it's very interesting.
Yeah. So it's a gay man and a woman who are in a relationship.
Okay. So let's say my generation, even my parents, let's say grandparents' generation, that generation, because being gay was not as acceptable, most people live the quote...
Most gay people, you mean?
Most gay people live the conventional life that... They had their families, but yet they also had their sexual experiences with men, what they on the side, whether the wives knew about it, who knows, but they did that and they lived sort of a conflicting, double sad life. Yeah. I think it's sad.
There are a lot of kids of those, of the, that.
Yes, parent. we know people like
and
that.
But I think a lot of those kids too say, like, yeah, my dad was happy. He just had to.
Well, so let's just think for a second. So
it's odd.
It's actually, when I hear that, it doesn't anger me as much as it would have 10 years ago, because really I would expect it there 2 years ago, because this is so, the world is so,
I think this is not as weird. I think this is more normal than everything else in the LGBT thing.
So, right. So
because it's someone saying, I'm sexually attracted to this, but I want to spend my life with this.
So let's talk about this. I think that he is bisexual. He's not just gay. So
I don't think he's having sex with her.
They want to have a kid. Well, they can have a kid without that.
Yeah, right? You could easily have a kid without having sex. Most people do it nowadays with IVF and stuff.
So here's the thoughts. I just think they're best friends. I think she.
But can't you love, right? Like take the sexual out of your relationship with you and mom, right? You guys are best friends. You love each other on a deeper level than friends. And if you take the sexual out, you still would feel that. You still would love her.
But there's a big difference, Bernie. I understand. But you're breaking down the conventional. I guess you can have intimacy without the sex part. But my point is, there is again, I'm old fashioned. I respect this fact. I think she's making a big mistake, is my opinion.
I think she's in the worst situation.
I think she's making a mistake. I think he wants cake and eat it too. And I'm not saying he's being evil. He's being honest, fully transparent, saying this is what I want. And if it works for her, good for him. But I think here's my point. They have a kid. You say, daddy's gay, but we love each other because our soul is so deep and two people can love each other. You could, and what's next?
But what about
my name is Bob. This is my dog. We don't have sex, but we have a deeper level of intimacy.
Well, speaking of dog, that's the next story.
And we have a relationship. My point is, when do people, you can love something or someone, but it's a different kind of love to say, I want to marry that person.
Yeah, but he's saying, I respect.
I hear what he's saying.
And I respect
disagree.
Someone being like, I am gay. I'm only attracted to men, but I don't want to live a gay lifestyle. I want to live a normal relationship.
And suck dick when I want to suck
dick. Yeah, it's like, I want to do my sexual stuff, but my actual life, I want to have, you know, the wife, the house,
I get it, but a couple of things.
Because being gay, automatically your life, if you go down that road, your life isn't normal.
But first of all, it's become a lot more normal than it was.
Still,
number two is I think, I respect them for saying what they're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I respect
would
them.
Would you rather him have a kid with a man? Because, like, let's say he's gay, but he's like, I want a kid, but I know that kids are better when they're raised by a man and a woman in a house.
I get it. Listen, my reaction was not like, are you kidding
me? No, I know. It's just interesting food for thought.
I respect the fact of their honesty. I respect the fact that they love each other, but I think they're best friends. Here's my feeling, and I could be wrong. Listen, we love each other. We really like each other's company. Just get married and have a kid and raise it.
It's easier than doing this whole.
And I could do my thing, and you love me, and I love you, and I can give you the security you want.
But isn't that 90% of a relationship is having the security in the partner, having the company, having someone?
Yes, but the difference is mom's not saying I love you and I want to raise the kids, but I also want to go out and fool around with other women outside.
Well, we don't know if they're fooling around with other people. They didn't say they were. I think they might answer it.
Come on,
let's see. Yeah, this is volume two.
On today's edition of Yes, I'm Gay and Yes, I Have a Girlfriend, I'm joined once again by my girlfriend,
this is volume
Samantha
two, intimacy.
Greenstone, and we're going to address some of your concerns about intimacy.
Now, some of you need to understand
I go gay too. I'm out.
We use the word closed relationship. That means closed.
Right, see, they're not fooling around with other people.
And you were wondering if we are intimate. Yes, we are intimate.
We are intimate.
And, I like to say, It's not a visual type thing. Like, I'm not like, them ass, them titties on Samantha. I'm more like, it's a connection of our souls. And that's what's
it's
important
like my
to
little
understand.
Lady.
Yeah, I find Samantha very beautiful and stunning. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm attracted to men. It has to do with the fact that I'm attracted to Samantha's soul, and that just transcends the whole thing.
And isn't that the dream in life? Don't you want someone to just look at you for who you are? So many of you have been supportive, loving, and
they are with each other. They're not fucking around.
Are they doing this to get viewers?
I don't think so, because his page wasn't that big. And they seem genuine. Like, I believe them.
All right, so listen, people can live their life.
But there are also people who are, what do they call it? Like pansexual, where they mean they're like, I really just am attracted to a person, like who they are, not their physical. I don't care about physical.
I respect that. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a beautiful thing.
It's just so interesting. The whole thing, I was like, whoa.
Is this the new wave of the future? That's what scares me.
But no, but don't you think this would be a better wave than men just marrying men?
Okay.
Because that can't procreate.
Okay. I want to say something. In 5 years, he's going to be sucking dick in heaven because you can't stop your sexual desires.
Okay. But what if she's sucking his dick and he's picturing a man?
Listen to me for a minute. Listen, Bronson. If you're not, there's still certain desires that men and women have, he's going to, he will stray. I'm telling you, see me in 5 years from now when they're married.
Yeah, maybe. I just wanted to talk about this because I was like,
she might be strapping on doing him in the ass and he might be satisfied.
And he might just picture a man.
Could be.
And it's fine for him.
But then he still would want to taste the forbidden fruit eventually.
But that every relationship, there's no relationship where the man is 100% like never had his mind stray or thought. I mean, when a man,
a
man, even in a relationship, watches porn. When a man watches porn, it's like that's you're thinking about another woman.
Okay,
but you're still committed to your wife.
This is very interesting. I respect their honesty. I do. I respect that. And they don't seem like they're harming anybody. I think she might have some issues because it's no matter how much you could say to them, look, I love you, whatever his name is, but I'm not marrying you. Like I love you, and you're my best friend.
She might have just not had like she might. You know,
I think it's a little weird. It's a little weird for her.
She probably like was having a hard time dating, meeting nice guys,
she doesn't have to talk.
She just is probably like, he treats me nicely, and this will be a good life.
Could be yes,
and
yes,
that's probably and
security,
right?
But it is interesting. I'm not angry over it. I'm just afraid of slippery slope where it will go.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that's right. But is it better than? I don't think they're going to be fully platonic. I don't.
Like monogamous, you mean?
Yeah, that's what's
platonic means just friends.
Oh, right. I don't think it'll be monogamous. That's my feeling. I just don't see it
because they're denying themselves if they're true.
It'd be interesting to ask a gay person, right?
What they thought about. I bet gay people would react to this more negatively than we are.
Yes. See,
saying you're lying to yourself.
He is.
Yeah, a gay people would say that.
A gay person. That's why I said I'd want to ask a gay person what the thoughts are about him, because I don't think, because men are still men. We're still dogs.
Yeah.
We are very physical.
But also there are some men, like, just like how like autistic people have different brains. Like he might just have like a wiring in his brain.
If he's gay, I'm telling you, he's going to want to have sex with a guy.
But like, what about asexual people? Like,
but he's not saying he's asexual.
What about I was muted.
No one hears you?
No, I was fully muted. What about him? Like
he has sex every now and then.
Yeah, but like he'll go so long without it, and that's been his whole life.
Play another one. I want to hear.
You know what I mean? Like someone like that, it's like he doesn't have as much of drive as other people.
Correct.
Sexual, because otherwise,
but he's a young, good-looking dude. He's gonna come on his drive. Let me see the next one.
I don't know. Here, this is. Do you want to watch the one about the origin or dealing with the gayness? Let's watch that.
Today on the top five states with the. Today on Yes, I'm Gay and Yes, I Have a Girlfriend, we're going to discuss your concerns about how we deal with
my attraction
towards men.
Definitely.
And Samantha's attraction towards men.
I am also attracted to men.
Yeah. And in any relationship,
there's
still attraction to
people. You know, she might want to.
A straight man is still attracted to women, even if he's in a relationship with a straight woman.
Correct. So every relationship has to deal with this aspect in some way or another. And it doesn't mean it's easy. And for me, it's just important that I acknowledge that I find someone handsome and don't try to deny it and live in denial. And it works out great. I don't ever feel the need to go outside of our relationship.
I mean, wait, but Dad, you do that too, though. No, like
I respect what
you're saying. I'm in a relationship with a blonde woman. Right, but I find women with other hair colors attractive and looks different.
Of course,
right, and so it's the same. Like if you're out and a hot ass girl walks by you, you're gonna look. No, but that doesn't mean you're cheating, doesn't mean you're gonna
be
like I have to have sex with that person.
There's a difference between being gay.
No, I know. It definitely steps down the road.
Listen.
But I'm saying, like,
I understand what they're saying. Yeah. I do. Understand
it's
it.
It's fascinating, I thought.
But it's conceptual. I don't know how it's going to... I'd like to see where this evolves in 5 years from now.
Yeah, and they're definitely now, denying themselves a lot of
things. Any relationship, you'd like to see where it can evolve into a negative in 5 years, or it could be positive.
Right.
But it's just a very interesting thing. Like, how does he come out and say, I'm gay, but yet I love her and I'm marrying her. He might say, I'm bi,
but he's not attracted to women at all,
but
physically.
I know, but that's the fucked up thing. So I'm attracted to her soul or her spirit, but I'm attracted to women.
But I think it's more that he's attracted to men, but he wants to live with a woman. He wants to have a wife. He wants to be able to have his own children.
He wants a bestie.
Yeah.
Gay guy and a woman are best friends.
Yeah, and he wants that lifestyle. And it's like there's like some people, or like we were talking about that couple today at breakfast. They're married, but they don't have any kids and they don't want kids because they don't want the lifestyle with kids. You know? But you would say, oh, they're married. Why wouldn't they have kids?
I don't fault them for that. It's an interesting. I'd love to hear a gay person's take on it.
Yeah.
And a woman.
Right. And a woman's take would be
a regular woman, like mom.
A straight woman.
Like their mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there are women that we know that would, like, when they get into their 50s.
They're like, yeah, no, they would.
And they would be like, I'll
alone.
Go for this.
Yeah, not to be alone.
Yeah. Right.
Because she's much older.
Yeah, definitely. So I thought that was interesting because it was like, TikTok. A lot of people were talking about it.
That is a very interesting thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to respond.
No, there isn't a way. It's just a different, a whole other thing that I've never been heard of.
Huh.
Okay, I guess let's talk about one more thing because.
Yeah, and I got to get going.
And
we got to do a fatherly advice.
Yeah.
We didn't do one last week.
Yeah, we did. With Bryce.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's talk about this.
Is it too long or not?
No, no.
Okay.
It's just like a little thing. So someone on our video of the caves commented. Remember we were talking about the caves?
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
Someone commented like, now look up staircases in the national parks. And I was like, what? I was like, what? So I looked up.
That's eerie. And we haven't talked. I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to do some research. Apparently, there are like accounts from people that like, there's this, I guess it's like a myth or like an urban legend that like, if you find a staircase to nowhere in the woods, like don't go up it. And apparently like people, I don't know if I believe them or not, but people have stories of like being in the middle of the woods and like encountering a staircase just out of nowhere.
This is intriguing.
Because I was just like, what? So I Googled it and there's story after story after story after. It's not like a random, it's not like a small little thing. It's a known phenomenon.
Interesting.
So I just was like, let's just
see this. Yeah.
So this is an article that says isolated staircases are being found in national parks and no one knows why. Isn't that weird?
That someone's building, like, that's a built staircase?
Or it's like a mystical thing, like a staircase to another dimension or something.
All right, go on.
Or like a demonic thing, right? That like, they're like, if you step on the staircase, you're like going to hell or something. They said, recently the internet has been abuzz with reports of isolated staircases popping up in national forests across the world. Found deep in the woods where no man has ever been known to live. You'll find staircases with no other structures attached to them.
Which is weird in of itself.
Because like if you build a staircase to something.
Of course.
That's the whole point of a staircase. While some of the staircases are brick, others are wood. While some staircases look to be in ruins, others are perfectly stable. Regardless, all of these staircases have one thing in common. They reach up into the canopy, extending seemingly to nowhere at all. Again, like I don't know if I believe this. So this says,
and you got to wonder if some people just do this, like the circle, the crop circles.
Yeah, just like a scary little story. Yeah. Yeah. But it just, I was like, ooh, that's weird. So this said, that at least is what some Redditors would have us believe. Recently, a Reddit thread dedicated to creepy happenings in national parks around the country talked about it. While the thread dated back to 4 years ago, I was intrigued by the stories that were being told here. This thread, so like we can go to that thread and we can read. So let's see. So this is, I'm a search and rescue officer for the U.S. Forest Service. I have some stories to tell. Part 5. So it's just all stories here. So let's
Jesus Christ, who has time to read that?
I'm going
to
do staircase or stairs. Here, one of the vets at the training op reads this and he recognized my stories. He knows me pretty well and we've swapped stories before. He asked if he could share something he's noticed about the stairs and some thoughts he had. And this is a quote. I'm really glad you decided to share these. I think it's important that people be aware of what's out there, especially since the Forest Service is doing such a good job at covering it all up. I asked him what he meant. What do you mean? What do I mean? The lack of any kind of media coverage, no coverage of missing kids or bodies found miles from where they got lost in the first place. David Paulides hit this right on the head. The Forest Service is doing everything they can to keep people coming here, even if it isn't safe. I mean, to be fair, it's not like these things happen every day, but the numbers add up, especially the stairs. But I want to get to the first thing you talked about, the stairs. Let's see if we can maybe go to part 1. Let's do stairs. This is the last story I'll tell, and it's probably the weirdest story. Now, I don't know if this is true in every search and rescue unit, but in mine, it's an unspoken regular thing we run into. You can try asking about it with other search and rescue officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've been told not to talk about it by our superiors, and at this point, we've all gotten so used to it that it doesn't even seem weird anymore. On just about every case when we're really far into the wilderness, I'm talking 30 or 40 miles, at some point we'll find a staircase in the middle of the woods. It's almost like if you took the stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest. I asked about it the first time I saw some, and the other officer just told me not to worry about it, that it was normal. Everyone I asked said the same thing. I wanted to check them out, but I was told very emphatically that I should never go near them. I just sort of ignore them now when I run into them because it happens so frequently. And then this person said,
"That's weird."
Yeah, this person said, "Whoa, this is a comment. Whoa, those are good stories, but the one that has me tripped the most is the staircases. Are there ruins?" And then this person said, "In all seriousness, you'd really be surprised by what you find out in the boonies. Up here in New England, in some of the more rural states, it's not impossible to find old foundations or even short staircases in the middle of nowhere. That's if they're built well, but they're kind of, that could be true. It could be like from the 1800s, a building that has just kind of collapsed and the staircase is the only thing that hasn't been overgrown. Could be that." This person said, "How about that? I didn't realize the stairs." This is a whole other comment. "I didn't realize the stairs were that common. Came across a set in rural West Virginia. I don't think I was quite 40 miles deep, but at least 10 or so. I thought maybe a house had once stood there, but there was no cellar or other debris that would indicate a home was there. Just a set of stairs with a base that went up maybe one flight. 16 or so steps. Could barely shake them. I didn't climb up, though. Worried if they might break." And if you just Google it, like, it's story after story after story. Let's see if I do staircases in the woods. This is travelermagazine.net, the mysterious stairs in the woods that lead nowhere. Let's go to this. This is the first one that comes up. The simple explanation of the stairs in the woods phenomenon is these are stairs that rise from the ground and go up to the sky. The mysterious stairs are often seen at night and look as if they were built in the woods out of nowhere.
That looks like it was built.
I don't think this is someone that took a picture of it. Look, in Cambodia, they call it Mount Phenom Colon. In Italy, they call it Etruscan Pyramid. Like they have these all around the...
Go up.
Every country has different versions. You could think of an urban legend, as many of them go around the web, but the testimony of users on Reddit have been followed by many people scattered around the country, but also the rest of the world. The reports are so detailed that it's impossible to believe they are invented from scratch. I mean, there are stairs in woods. I don't know. So someone commented and I was like, weird. That's not a real picture, by the way. I could tell that's Photoshopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is weird. But look,
so many things. This is mirror, a random staircase in the woods. Ripley's, believe it or not, stairs to nowhere. Irish mirror, woman explains why you should always stay away. Let's read this one.
Yeah.
This is the Irish mirror.
At one fucking fly.
Yeah. Oh, here, it's a TikTok. Let's watch it. Nope, that didn't help it. That wasn't linked right. So I want to find the original video, but it says Jesse V. Oh, here, let's see. Let's go to TikTok and find her.
Made you do all this shit.
So if I do Jesse V. Staircase in the woods. Here we go.
If you ever see a random staircase in the woods, you have to get away as fast as you can. Never climb them.
There was a story going around a couple years ago stating that there are abandoned staircases in national forests around the world, like deep, deep in the forest away from anybody. It's just a staircase, no other structure attached to it. Some stairs are in ruins, some are perfectly sturdy, some are iron spirals like the kind you'd find in a lighthouse, and they literally just reach up to nowhere. And there are so many different theories as to why these stairs are there and what actually happens when you climb them. Only a few have ever dared to climb the staircases, and the people who have report feeling unnerved and unwelcome or even nauseous when they're up on the stairs. Some people say the stairs lead to another dimension. Other people say it leads to hell. Others say that's why so many people and kids go missing in national forests, because they climb these stairs and they're never seen again.
If you ever see a
like,
random...
Here's the thing. Would you climb it?
If I saw a random staircase, okay. Yeah, I would.
I think I would.
I would just be like, whoa, this is cool.
But it's an eerie feeling.
I don't believe this, but it's like kind of fun. Like,
it's a little eerie.
It's eerie. I think it's more of an urban legend, like a big
boogeyman.
But
why are they there?
They might not be. These are not all, like...
That's true.
You know, they might not be there. And these are people are just making up these stories.
Who knows?
Or they're there for other reasons, like a house blew away in the staircase.
Or someone just built it to fuck with people.
Yeah. Someone commented, look up the staircase. And I was like, what does that mean?
It's a good comment.
So I was like, I got to look into this.
It's airy.
Yeah. So I just thought
I'd still rather climb the stairs than go in the caves.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's just some scary shit.
All right. So let's do a fatherly advice. Let's see.
We still get new ones?
Yeah. Let's see. This says, is this, so this is from Kayla. She said, hi guys, I'm sure you won't read this, but I thought I'd give it a try. Hey Kayla, we're reading it right now.
That's a good way to use the double whatever it is.
I need advice. I was with my boyfriend for 10 years. Towards the end, things started to get a little off and ultimately we ended up breaking up. He told me that maybe down the road we would see how things are between each other. Not a good idea. We would still do the usual check-ins. Then I started getting to the point where I slowly was accepting that things were done. Then, of course, he started to come back more and more, and I started letting my guard down. I always had a feeling that his female coworker had a thing for him. So when I found out that she was newly single, I had a really bad feeling. And those feelings were true. Their friendship slowly started to become more. Fast forward to a couple of months after our breakup, and we are both starting to talk more to each other. He finally admits how him and this girl have slept together, not while dating me, at least, that I know of. And of course, he gets upset, hurt that I only went on a lunch date with a guy. And I will 100% admit that I'm not a perfect person. Nobody is. But my love for him is so genuine and true. So as the months have gone on, he says that me and him are trying to work things out so that we can get back together. But he just won't let go of her. They still talk on the phone. They still text.
Move on. Done.
It sucks as it is as they work together. But then I found out that he sometimes goes to her house to just...
Move on.
It's been over a year now, and he says he still doesn't know what he wants. He says that she's just a friend, but I know how girls work.
Come on.
And he says that I'm the one who he is trying to work things out with, but he just can't.
He's mind fucking her.
He invites me over to his house. He has me around his immediate family. He took me on a small getaway not that long ago. We do almost everything that we did as a couple together, but he doesn't want to commit.
And he has the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and I've told him that if he does not want commitment right now, then that is fine. But he just has to tell me because I cannot keep doing this. I'm 27. I'm ready for that next stage in life. And I've gotten to the point where I don't even get mad anymore when I find stuff out. I'm just disappointed and sad. How do I fully let go? Because I've tried, and each time he pulls me back in, and I'm so exhausted. If you guys do talk about this on the podcast, let me know when so I know when to catch it. Okay.
All right, so... listen.
It's obvious. She knows. She says, okay. I want to be done. How do I move on?
She needs to block his number.
Yeah. Yep.
Listen, it's okay if she can't do cold turkey. Like, she doesn't have the strength to do it.
But she's already been trying to.
So what I'm saying, what's her name, Kayla?
Yeah.
So Kayla, you need to block his number. Never take his call. Pretend you're like an alcoholic. You cannot have even a sip of the alcohol.
Yeah.
You cannot communicate with him at all. Period.
Tell your friends to help you too. If you're like, I'm weak, I can't do it. Tell your friends when you have the moment of strength and you're like, I don't want him. Tell your friends, say, you need treat me like I'm a drug addict and that this is a drug. Make like steal my phone away if I'm like I want to.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah, he's an ass.
He's taking advantage of
100%.
And he wants his cake and eat too, and he's lying to you, and he's deceiving you. Kayla, I'm telling you.
Straight up asshole.
You need to think higher, better of yourself. You need to think more highly of yourself. You need to have more self-respect. You 100% cannot deal with him at all, no matter what he says. Don't you agree? No matter what he says, Bronson.
Yeah. Oh, she wrote another one too. She said, hi guys, I just sent that super long paragraph of my situation, but I left something out. The girl, his coworker, is very much aware of how me and Adam are trying to work things out. And she has always been sure to tell him, quote, I will wait for you in case you guys, meaning me and Adam, don't work out.
Okay.
I've seen... attacks like that.
She needs to move on.
Yeah.
Kayla needs to. It's Kayla.
Let Adam and this scummy girl have their own scummy relationship.
Listen, Kayla, you can be a nice person. You can be a nice person, but you're allowing this to happen. You're creating yourself. You need to have more self respect. You need to move on. You're only 27. Move on.
Yeah.
Because he's not being honest with you.
Yeah. And he's treating you horribly.
Right. It's one thing if he said, I'm done. And he made you feel so secure and sure and knowing you're the only person. That's not the case.
He's stringing both women along. The guy knows exactly what he's doing.
1,000%.
Yeah, he's purposefully non-committal to both of you because he wants to have sex with both of you.
Kayla, this was an easy one because you know what you need to do, but you need to block. Don't even block, delete his number. And block it.
You have to block it so that he can't keep, right. He can't call your phone.
And just end it with him completely.
Unfollow, block him on all the socials.
And let us know what you do, please. Let us know.
And tell your friends to help you. Like, that's easy. Tell your friends. Say, if you see me texting Adam or going on a date with me, give me shit about it.
Right. Call your friends.
I've done that to friends. I've known that they don't want to be in this relationship and they go on the date with the girl and I'll fucking berate them to make them feel bad. No, but seriously, I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a weak loser. Okay, no. And then they're like, you know what? All right, okay, I hear you. I'm going to cross. No, because then they'll say, you know what? I'll cancel the date.
You don't need to belittle and make someone feel.
Certain people need that and others don't agree. It's a tough love type thing.
Well, there's a tough love without saying you're a loser.
Okay, maybe don't say that you're a loser, but I'm like, what are you doing, bro? You know you hate her. Cancel the date right now. Do it. And I'll make them cancel.
Okay, it's that kind of thing. Okay, but don't.
No. I'm not mean, but I'm forceful. Tough love.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe choose your words carefully.
Yeah.
Kayla, keep us posted. Bronnie, maybe you want to email her and let her know.
I will. Okay. I'll reach out.
I love you guys. Bronnie, love you. Take care. Peace out.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.